This one's good if it goes.
Oh, dude! Oh, goodness!
Cow.
Are you kidding me?
Let's it go! Let's it go!
He can fry an egg on his head right now. I mean, the guy's sizzling.
I guess you gotta hope for a dramatic 40.
Oh, boy!
Oh, they got it! Jones! Oh,
yes!
Oh,
I can't believe it! I can't believe it! Are you serious?
Courtside with Greenberg and Dukich, the definitive college basketball podcast.
Hey, welcome to Courtside with Greenberg and Dukich. We are in the South bracket where the number one seed is Baylor. The number two seed is Ohio State. Seth, let's get right into it. John Gallagher, wild. And I like John Gallagher, the head coach at Hartford.
The neighborhood, man, the neighborhood. That's what we call it here in West Hartford. It's the neighborhood.
All right.
He is the ultimate Philly guy. John Gallagher is the ultimate Philly guy. I've already got the text from him. I spoke at his tip-off banquet a year ago. The dude is certifiably insane in a good way. But you know what? No one is going to enjoy the NCAA tournament more than him. So as soon as they won, they immediately went to Indianapolis and started to quarantine and have that experience. John, enjoy it. We're going to say nice things about you. You're a good guy. And Baylor advances.
No trepidation about Baylor's performance against Oklahoma State.
I think Oklahoma State's really good.
Yeah.
You know, people are losing their mind that Baylor lost some games. They're playing in the Big 12. They're not playing in the West Coast Conference. They're playing in the Big 12. You're playing against other teams that have good players. You're going to lose games. All right. The next game is, I think, one of the more interesting opening round games. Wisconsin, who I think is just not right, against North Carolina, who, depending on the day, is not right. I mean, it's real simple. North Carolina, are you going to take care of the ball? Are you going to make a shot? If you take care of the ball and at least get shots up, then you have an advantage. Except that, as we know, Wisconsin's analytics are ridiculous. Like, if you just look at their analytics, you would think they'd win every game. They don't give up second shots. They don't turn it over. They get pretty good shots, but they don't play winning basketball. I know that sounds weird, but there's something not right. I think Carolina finds a way to win that game, except that Carolina can go Jekyll and Hyde and lose their minds and lose the game. Who do you like?
I like Carolina in this. And I whatever's happened to Nate Reavers, whether it's COVID, whether it's whatever, it just hasn't been good. I expected more out of him. They don't run their stuff nearly as well as they did in the past. They rely a little too much one-on-one, and frankly, they're not a one-on-one team. And you know what? With those big Garrison Brooks, Baycott and everybody else, you can get into Wisconsin's guards, make them drivers into traffic. I think this is a pretty good matchup for North Carolina. I just think they're better, and I think they're going to win the basketball game, and I think they're going to win it fairly big. So if you want to bet on a game that's probably going to have a tight spread, that's going to move it out a little bit. I think this is the game. I think North Carolina wins by double digits.
All right, Villanova Winthrop. Winthrop is the sexy upset pick. Villanova playing without Colin Gillespie. Justin Moore played the other day, but wasn't good. They started to settle in a little bit. You know, this is a Winthrop team. They play really fast. They've got a low post player in Burns. They play him about 15 minutes a game. He's really productive. Obviously, they got a very good Chandler Baudrin, the big 6'7". Kind of point guard that kind of they run the show through. They have a toughness about him. They're extremely aggressive. Pat Kelsey's a really likable dude. Winthrop wants to play fast. Villanova's going to try to get into half court. Who do you like?
Well, I agree with everything you said. I think Winthrop's got a hell of a team. But if this was any other organization other than Jay Wright's organization, I would say that Winthrop's going to win the basketball game. But you still have Robinson Earl. You still have Samuels. And if a healthy Justin Moore, you've got three guys. You've got the best three guys on the court. And that always bodes well. Now, the point guard situation, okay, it is what it is. And we all know that point guards and Villanova stuff are important. It is the sexy pick, the 5-12 upset, all that kind of stuff. But I'm not betting against Jay Wright and his organization. They just seem to overcome things that need to be overcome when they need to be overcome.
I agree. All right, so now, this is an interesting game. North Texas, my gurus tell me North of Texas guards the crap out of you. Absolutely flat can guard you. An elite defensive team. They put great pressure on the ball. They deny ball reversal. They play a lot of two-man game with Javon Hanlett, lefty point guard. and that they are really, really a good, solid defensive team. They turn people over. They're really aggressive. But you've seen teams like that. Purdue doesn't beat themselves. Do you think Purdue has a problem with it?
I think I do. I think this is going to be right down to the wire, Seth, because when I've talked to people today, actually starting last night, a couple guys, I was surprised North Texas beat Western Kentucky, not because I knew anything about North Texas, but because I saw Western Kentucky for three games, and they're really good. I mean, athletic on the wing, strong, tough. I think what you said about the defense fits dramatically bad against Purdue. Get up into them. They're not the quickest go-get-a-shot team. Jaden Ivey's really the only one that can. I think this is going to be – I'm not going to bet against Purdue because I think Purdue's offensive analytics put them in the top 10. But nobody's really pressured Purdue. Nobody's really got into them on the wings. Don't take this game for granted. North Texas is going to cover whatever the point spread is, but I think Purdue wins it in the end.
All right, you got another big-time game, Texas Tech, Utah State. Utah State pounds that thing in the paint. Nemus Keita is a big physical night player. Four-round one, they run actually pretty good motion and some pretty good actions. To me, the kid Justin Bean is an interesting prospect. Now, they don't shoot it as well as they have in the past, but they really defend. The top five in rebounding. They're a very good offensive rebounding team because Keita against Texas Tech doesn't have a legitimate big guy. I mean, Marcus Santa Silva's big, but he's not Nemus Keita big. They do make it hard for you to run offense. Chris Beard is a really good tournament coach. But I worry about, do they have enough guys who can make shots? Do they have enough guys to complement Mac McClung? You know, you want to be the Kevin McCullough. Is it going to be him? Is it going to be Kyler Edwards? Is it going to be him? Is it going to get something out of Santos Silva? Who do you like in that one?
Well, I'm going to take Utah State. I was so impressed, even though they didn't play great when I had them again in South Dakota. And I'm not on the total Texas Tech bandwagon. Keita is good. The post kid is good. Better defensively, even though he averages 15 points a game. This is a very good defense. And you know what they do also set Utah State? And this shouldn't hurt Texas Tech as much because they will run motion, but they'll run some motion offense. They'll cut, they'll cross, they'll slip screens, they'll do a variety of things. A lot of teams, good stuff. Yeah, they do. I'm going to take Utah State in this for two reasons. One, I think they're pretty good, and two, I'm tired of being chalky.
I hear that. I'm going to go with Texas Tech for now. Could change.
Hey, Dan Dockage here. Before we move on, two things I want to mention. Don't sleep on ESPN's Tournament Challenge. It's time to fill out a bracket. If there were a bracket of my favorite sports traditions, filling out a bracket would be the champion of that bracket. I love taking on my friends and family in the ESPN Tournament Challenge and beating every single one of them. Sign up now for ESPN Tournament Challenge at ESPN.com/bracket. And this year, you can boost your bracket with ESPN Plus. Use the bracket predictor to analyze each matchup, get recommended picks one game at a time, and import your picks directly into ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com and check out ESPN's newest podcast, Daily Wager. Daily Wager is a new podcast for all your information on tonight's game. Listen every weekday afternoon for the latest info on the biggest games and plays. That's Daily Wager. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Arkansas Colgate. Colgate's a great offensive team. I mean, like Colgate, they can play some ball. I mean, Colgate, their net was absolutely ridiculous.
Nine.
Which is an amazing thing.
Nine or eight.
I mean.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, that was a 40% three-point shooting team, one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. Jordan Burns, everyone tells me he's ridiculous. 41% from the three. They run really good offense, play with a good pace.
Stop. You're taking Arkansas. They've won 11 in a row in the SEC. Justin Smith is a stud. Are you kidding me? You're taking Arkansas. You were just doing a little.
Tell people how smart I was.
You were doing a toothpaste commercial there.
All right. Florida, Virginia Tech. I think the 7-10, one of the most interesting games. I'm a big Mike Young fan. I think they have a hardness, a toughness. I think they're physical. They impose their toughness on the game. They are a physical defensive team, and they're a great screening offensive team. Hunter Kotor makes big, big shots. Keve Lume is a tough matchup. And Justin Mutz, did you see that dunk he had the other day? It was sick. I've got actually Virginia Tech winning this game.
I do too. And in fact, I'll tell you this, I'm not going to be surprised. You know, I like looking at the betting lines. I'm not going to be surprised if Virginia Tech isn't a favorite. If I was handicapping this game, I'd make Virginia Tech about a 2.5 point favorite. I'm absolutely taking Virginia Tech in this. Florida's 1-3 coming in their last four. I've not been impressed with them in this entire year. I don't think they've played very well. Castleton's a nice player, but I think he hit a bit of a ceiling. And I'm with you, man. Aluma is really good. They've got – every time I watch Virginia Tech, I think I'm watching a really tough, tough, long, athletic team. And I like them, and I'm taking them, no question about it. And then I'm taking Ohio State. I'm not going to – I know you got to close your eyes and give us every statistic in the history of Oral Roberts, but I'm just simply saying –
Max Asmus, he leads the country in scoring. That's it. He doesn't have much with him, but that dude can score. He had like back-to-back 40-point games this year.
Fair enough.
All right. So now you got Ohio State and Arkansas. Who do you got?
I got Ohio State and Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's
Seth, right. I hate to do this, but I'm going to take Ohio State, and for no other reason than pure homer. I've told you on this broadcast I would take a bullet for Chris Holtmann. I hope everybody's healthy, Dwayne Washington, everybody else. I think they got enough shooting, enough offensive firepower to beat Virginia Tech, but I don't love it. I don't love it at all. I just like it because I'm a homer here.
I actually, look, I'm not a homer either way because I'm a Mike Young fan, so I'm actually at peace with Virginia Tech, which is an amazing thing. And anytime you get whacked by somewhere, it's hard to be at peace.
No question.
But I think this Ohio State's too good. They're too disciplined. Well, Ohio State doesn't beat themselves. Ohio State has too many different guys that can beat you on any given night. You know, it could be Justice Suing. It could be Kyle Young. It could be EJ Liddell. It could be Dwayne Washington most nights. It could be CJ Walker. It could be Justin Arns. I just think that they're so well coached, and they do a great job of attacking matchups. And I think they have the toughness to play, be it the league they play in, to play against Virginia Tech. So I've got Ohio State there. And how about Arkansas, Texas Tech, or Arkansas, Utah State? Who do you have?
I'm going to take Arkansas to run through it. You and I are Derek Musselman fans. There's no question about it. We like him. We like his wife. We like the way he coaches, the way he sets up his team. And I just think they're playing on such a roll, playing fast, getting down the floor. I'm going to take them regardless of whether it's Utah State or Texas Tech.
Yeah, and Moses Moody is a bad – he's a freshman that people need to talk about more.
Yeah.
That dude is a bad, bad dude.
I got my first glimpse of that kid. That kid is really good, Moses.
He's like, really good.
Yeah, he's really good.
JT Note comes off the bench, gets about 13 a game. I mean, the kid Tate, another transfer, makes play. And Justin Smith, the kid from Indiana. Boy, do they miss him because they're an NCAA tournament with Justin Smith.
Justin Smith is uber athletic, smart, can shoot threes. The Tate kid played in the NCAA tournament last year with Northern Kentucky. I think he was the MVP. He's one of those versatile, I can guard bigger, longer kind of guys, get in the lane. I really like Arkansas's team. You like Purdue or Villanova?
I like Purdue. I just think Purdue. First, for a good matchup, Jeremiah Robinson Earl, obviously, Travion Williams, good matchup. I just think Villanova's going to have a hard time scoring against Purdue.
People watch.
I think the physicality of the game, that thing's going to be a rock fight. But I'm a Matt Painter fan. Maybe I'm a biased, but I just they run good stuff. They got a toughness about him. And Williams to me he went all grown man in that Ohio State.
Williams is the best passing big guy in the country, my opinion. But when he's not going, they bring Edie, who is, what do you call Isaac Haas, a man masquerading as a mountain?
A mountain masquerading as a man. He plays Nerf basketball. Edie plays Nerf basketball. It's a joke.
It is. It really is. I'm gonna take North Carolina over Baylor, Seth.
What?
Yep.
Not a chance.
I am. Huh?
Can I give it – can I save you – I know you're not going to bet that in real life. I'm going to save you some money. Like, what does Baylor do best?
Well, their guard play is fantastic. Get after the ball both ends, score it, play hard, right, play good.
The ball. Yes. You know what Carolina's guards do?
They don't pressure the ball, and they miss shots.
And they throw the ball to the wrong team.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Never a good thing throwing the ball to the wrong team. So, like, I understand those two big guys, but you're my favorite saying, ball pressure buys time. If the big guys are only as good as the guards, I got Baylor. Sick 'em. All right. So please. I got Baylor, Ohio State. You have North Carolina, Ohio State.
Yep.
Who you got?
Wait a second. I've got Arkansas against Ohio State.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Arkansas against Ohio State. I'm sorry.
I'm going to take Ohio State in this one. I like Ohio State. I think Ohio State is coming through. It's going to be tough. I believe this. I think that Virginia Tech game is going to be really, really difficult for Ohio State. But I'm taking them to beat Arkansas for the exact reason you said earlier why they would beat Virginia Tech. Too many weapons. But Kyle Young's got – we should preface everything. Kyle Young's got to be healthy. You're not going to beat a team as tough as Virginia Tech or a team as tough as Arkansas with your toughest guy on the sideline. Kyle Young has to be healthy, and I'm telling you, Justice Suing is an X factor. He's got to get double digits, 15 or more, and they'll beat both of those teams.
So Justice Suing's like a Swiss Army knife to me.
Yes.
You can move him anywhere, point guard, wing, play him up front. And you kind of almost move and that's what Chris does anyway. All right, so now we got Baylor. I have Baylor. You have North Carolina, which is amazing. And Ohio State. Who do you got?
I've got Purdue beating North Carolina.
Oh, you have Purdue beating North Carolina.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you have Purdue beating North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Purdue-Baylor, Purdue-North Carolina. I think Purdue's going to beat North Carolina. I don't love that if I were betting it, but I like Purdue's toughness. I like their sense against a Carolina team that can be up and down. If they play Baylor, I'm still going to take Purdue because I'm not really sure. But I just like Purdue's team. I like the way they cut, they move, they throw it inside. You know what they do? Used to be, Seth, this is something for people to watch. Used to be when the end of the clock or your offense got stuck, you backed it off, went to a high ball screen. You know what Purdue does? Purdue doesn't do that. Their safety valve is throw it on the post. And if it's he goes and does Nerf hoop basketball, as you said, and if it's Williams, then he makes a play out of it, Seth. It's absolutely. I like Purdue in this.
I like, and again, maybe I'm biased, but I'm going with Baylor into the Final Four.
Why is that biased? That's just smart.
I mean, chalky, but biased. Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Chalky bias.
That's the South, and that's brilliant. So we have a little difference of opinion. But right now, in the South, we have Baylor. In the West, we have Gonzaga. And if you stick around.
Hold on. What? So you got Baylor beating Ohio State?
Yeah, I got Baylor beating Ohio State.
I got Ohio State beating Purdue going to the Final Four.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. You jumped over that. You jumped over my all big.
Because I was dismissing the Elite Eight you had. That's why I was just dismissing it. I mean, but I'll let you get away with it.
Thank you. All right,
so here we go. I got the Zags. I got the Zags and Baylor. You got Ohio State and the Zags.
All right.
That is the South. And when we come back, or you can download on the World's Greatest Podcast, we can educate you next on the East.
Thanks for listening to Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage. Check out more great podcasts from ESPN on the ESPN app or wherever you listen to podcasts.